This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 29, 2017, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history, in 1848, for the first time in recorded history, Niagara Falls stopped flowing. An ice jam in the Niagara River above the rim of the falls caused the water to stop. Arianna McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the Greater Beverly YMCA Sterling Center campus is going to look vastly different in about a year. A $7.5 million project includes a new addition on the Sterling building, as well as new freestanding education centers on the campus. YMCA officials say the new facilities will help meet the needs of a growing membership, which is at about 11,000 now, with 1,000 visitors to the Sterling Y every day, according to Executive Director Judith Cronin. She's quoted as saying, "We're hopeful that both will be completed by January 2018. Both additions to the campus will help to serve members of all ages and abilities at the Y," according to Cronin. The Y plans to stay open throughout the construction. The addition of the main building, plus an extra 11,000 square feet in renovations, collectively called the Healthy Living Center, will address some space constraints and add areas for classes. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Arianna McNeil. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
North Shore Today continues. Do you remember the water plant fire in Peabody 2 weeks ago? It was caused by birds, Bill Newell reports.
Blame it on the birds. That's what John Castelluccio writes on today's front page of the Salem News. Fire officials in Peabody have determined that the likely cause of a three-alarm blaze that heavily damaged the city's water treatment plant 2 weeks ago. The culprits? Nesting birds who chewed into electrical wires on the exterior light fixture. It looks like it was possibly birds that were nesting in the soffit area of the building, said Lieutenant Chris Dowling. There were nests there, and they were chewed away at the insulation to the wiring. That exposed the bare conductors in the wiring, which heated up the nesting material and then ignited the soffits, sending the fire straight to the roof, Dowling said. The exterior lights are on timers and likely turned on automatically shortly before the time of the ignition. The fire was first reported at around 7:30 p.m. on March 13th. It was difficult, however, to determine how long the electrical fire was burning before it was reported, he said, noting it's an area concealed from view. It wasn't until smoke started to come down into the building that people realized that there was a fire, he said. The roof of the Coolidge Avenue building was destroyed in the blaze, and there was heavy damage to the right side of the building. Some of the equipment used in the operation of the facility was also damaged. The plant has been shut down since the fire. While the Coolidge Avenue plant is being shut down, the city is pumping more water from the Massachusetts Water Resource Authority to supply customers in South Peabody and the central part of the city. Peabody already draws some water from the MWRA to supplement the supply in high-demand periods and is just using more of that water now. The connection point is located at the Coolidge Avenue facility. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, Lynn Chief Financial Officer Peter Caron appeared before the City Council's Budget Committee Tuesday night to explain how the city found itself $8 million in the hole. He's quoted as saying, "Fiscal year 2017 budget was about $4 million out of balance because expenditures exceeded projected revenues." Bottom line, according to Caron, was that to fully fund all city positions with raises would be a 7 to 8.5% increase in payroll items. "We're not in a position to do that," he's quoted as saying. Ward 1 Councilor Wayne Lawsey wanted to know why Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy failed to anticipate the pay hikes and figure out how to pay for them. Earlier this year, firefighters won a new 4-year contract with a 9.5% raise costing $2.5 million. Last summer, the police received $2.2 million for over 4 years in the city of Lynn. More on this story in today's item live by Thomas Grillo. In Gloucester, Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino says the budget for fiscal 2017-2018 is in the process of being readied.
We gave guidance to all the department heads for a level service budget. Their budgets have been submitted. They were submitted last week. We started our line item by line item review of everyone's budget. And this budget's going to be a little difficult, because of, the things that we've been talking about, struggling with. The West Parish debt's going to hit this year, which is going to be a big number. We've also, last year was the last year we're going to get the $1.5 million back from the old high school project that was done 20 years ago. So there's another $1.5 million revenue not coming in, even though that did go to debt service. Our debt service hasn't increased. It's actually increased because of the, past borrowings. So we've got to tighten the belt. It's going to be a very tight budget. We've asked, the operating expenses are tight. We've told all the budget department heads to put capital needs in their budget this year. Because of our new fiscal policy, we put in place on free cash. We do have building up our stabilization funds, both for capital projects and for maintenance of our facilities. So whether these things will get funded in the general fund, the capital needs, or they're funded through one of our stabilization funds, it'll be the basis by which we start to plan capital projects, which really need to be done. It's an exhaustive process. We go have every department head in, the CFO and myself, and we go through line item by line item. Then we recommend to the mayor, and then the mayor will send the budget onto the city council, and then we do it all over again, line item by line item, for their review.
That's Gloucester Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.